Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
9:16 in the a.m., Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. We call it the Big Bad Morning Show. Right now, joining us, Vice President of Baseball Operations, General Manager Mike Elias. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Rob. How you doing?
I'm doing well, but you may be a little queasy, man, from the up and down constants of this Oriole baseball team from 14 in a row to now arguably the best team in baseball in the month of June. Is this typical of a young team where you have the ebbs and flows of it? And what do you take of this stretch from 14 in a row losses to what you see right now?
Yeah, I feel like I've followed baseball long enough and worked in it long enough to kind of have my sea legs but with what you're saying. But, yeah, it just happens sometimes. It's been really nice. And I think a hallmark of this group and this coaching staff as we've gone through this period where we're rebuilding the team, that even after some bad losses and some bad stretch, we just haven't seen any let up in the energy level and the fight.
Good.
And so, you know, they came off of a bad losing streak, and now we're in a really good stretch against some solid teams too.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can keep it going. You know, it's gonna require some of the young pitchers stepping up for the next couple of weeks while John Means is on the IL for a little stretch. And, you know, that's part of it. You got to have depth and different people chipping in at different times.
Mike, it seems like no matter what year it is always something related to people taking advantage or cheating in baseball. Now it's spite attack, and, you know, pitchers have always seemed to want to gain advantage. Gerrit Cole's answer just plain sucked when he was asked about it. He answered a yes or no question with 5,000 words, which is never good. Can you ever get things like this out of the game? Because people always seem to want to take, you know, gain an advantage. And what does it do to the guys that don't use, like, you know, the PED era or something like this, with, you know, if indeed he was using?
I mean, you know, there's a long history in baseball. And one thing that's constant throughout the history is the game's always changing. There's offense, there's defense. There's pitching eras, there's offense eras. The way that we scout and the way that we do contracts changes. And, you know, there's just a lot of evolution to the game. And the league office and the people that help them are tasked with monitoring and altering rules and you know, keeping up with trends. And they do a good job of that, but there's a lot to take a look at there. And, you know, I think we're all reading and following this, and I'm sure that there's a lot of work going into getting it right now. And, you know, we ultimately support that, and we'll see where any changes take place. But it's been interesting, but it's not anything that's new or different in baseball.
No. Hey, Mike, the farm system is flourishing, and we just saw, you know, some of the accolades of having the top pitcher and the top catcher and all of baseball, top hitter for that matter. You know, just a little bit about the guys there, because this is, I've said often, it's paying attention to the minor leagues during a rebuild, watching individuals have success, and then you hope some of the wins fall in there, let the chips fall where they may. But the key here is building that farm system. What are the ceiling for some of these guys? Do you have high expectations for some of the guys you picked?
Yeah, I think we've got a couple of tremendous prospects and performances right now, specifically in Double A. And, you know, Double A is the level where you start to see success and feel pretty confident that it's going to translate in some way, shape, or form to the big leagues. You know, it's when you start getting into the upper minors. So to see a dominant Double A roster, you know, with three or four of the best prospects in the game taking part, it's exactly what we're hoping to see. And this is in conjunction, you know, with some really encouraging signs on our major league roster with some specific players there. You know, John Means, Cedric Mullins, all these guys kind of stepping forward and establishing themselves as impact major leaguers. But we've said since we've gotten here, you know, we're going to need a really good pipeline of talent through the amateur markets all the way through the minor leagues and a top-rate development system. And I feel like, you know, we're getting those pieces into place and we're seeing results in the minor leagues, and it's gonna push its way up, and we've just got to keep doing that and keep pumping the talent into the system. And you know, we've got one of the best farm systems in baseball right now, and that's without any international guys, you know, kind of coming up from the last 5 to 7 years when we weren't really participating. So I think it's all the more impressive the work that our amateur scouting staff has been doing domestically and then our player development staff. And so we have that to look forward to as well.
Here with Mike Elias, Oriole General Manager. Mike, you talked about young pitchers stepping up. Bruce Zimmerman, 4 of his last 5 starts have been outstanding. The only hiccup he really had was on May 22nd against the Washington Nationals. He's 5 innings. That's pretty much what baseball is right now. That doesn't bother me as much. The only thing I would nitpick about is he's given up at least a home run in every appearance. Is that an issue with you guys, or is that something that he's going to correct with more experience?
Oh, I think it'll continue to get better as he gets more experience. But, you know, part of it, a lot of the pitchers on our staff, they have success because they pitch with the 4-seam fastball up in the zone. And if you don't hit your spots or if you just had some bad luck, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to give up your share, more than your share of homers with that approach. And, you know, it's part of the game today, the way that it's played, the way that pitchers approach hitters. And, you know, Bruce is no exception to that. Our park is cozy, and especially in the summertime, not an easy place to keep the ball in the yard. So the important thing for him, which he did last night, is, you know, keep the traffic off the bases, you know, not walk a bunch of guys. And, you know, occasionally when a hitter gets a hold of one, which is going to happen, you hope that it's a 1 or 2 run homer as opposed to more. And, you know, our guys did their thing on the other side of the ball. So he's been really encouraging. He's really gritty, hardworking, bulldog lefty. I think that what he's done and doing this year is really encouraging, and we're proud of the way that he works and competes.
Hey, Mike, do you ever have to have like a heart-to-heart with managers, either here or in your prior life, other teams, when they get frustrated because they don't think they have enough talent up here because, you know, it's in the minors and the, you know, it's not time to bring them up yet? Do you ever have to sit down and just have a candid conversation, say, you know, sorry, this is the way it is?
Well, this is my first general manager job, but I've been around organizations in you know, all stages of the baseball life cycle, and it's very difficult. Difficult for me. I mean, we want to win. We're very competitive people. We've had success in this business because we're competitive, and you know, Brandon Hyde and I, you know, we're looking forward to getting back to the playoffs. That's kind of what we're in this for. So to go through a period where you know, we're losing more than we win and watching the growing pains of young players, it's tough. But that's why we think that Brandon's the right guy for this job, because he's, you know, he's been through this before and has a global perspective about how you build an organization, and that it, you know, it takes some time, and it's not something that happens overnight in most cases. And so we communicate constantly, and we both see the progress up and down the organization and realize that's the most important thing right now. But that doesn't – I like the way that, you know, our team wants to win every night, and, you know, we see that in the way the players exert themselves out in the field. And, we cherish every win.
Hey, Mike, it's got to be interesting for your day-to-day. I'm curious what it's like. Like, you go on vacation, or are you getting tickets to – go watch a high school baseball game? How do you convince the wife to go along with you? Because I feel like all you do is eat, sleep, and drink baseball.
Yeah, I mean, you won't hear us complain. I mean, we're very fortunate to work in the majors and in sports, but it is quite a time commitment all around. There's just so much going on in the world of baseball. It's really something. I mean, you factor in the international, and it's 12 months a year. It's every night. There's something going on, and I'm out scouting for the draft right now. So going to high school games this week. So I'm away from the team. I think our families are used to it by now, for better or worse. But that's what you do in this business, and anything short of that, you're gonna fall behind.
Mike, I can throw from, if you give me a cutoff, man, I could pitch. You know, if you're looking for a pitcher, you know, back in the rotation, anything like that, I can go a solid three batters for you. So if you need me, give me a holler, all right?
I'll keep that in mind, Rob. Hopefully we don't get to that point. That would be a red flag.
I can go three batters, man. Give me a cutoff, man. I'm your guy.
Well, you have to go three batters now.
That's what I'm saying. I'm your guy.
That rule might be working against you.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.